All right. Good evening, everyone. Ed Raymer here with you with the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and it's just me tonight. I've got, I'm going to be depending on Connor a little more than usual. He's on the board. So anyway, Connor, will you pull up the NCAA finals now, the Final Four? Can you pull that up, please?
Yeah, the Final Four scores.
Yeah, whoever's going to be in the Final Four. Tennessee, of course, did not make it. We're going to talk about this later. I've talked with Jeff. He's going to join me a little later in the broadcast by phone. He's going to call in. And we have, well, Tennessee got beat today, of course, by, let me get this right, Houston. Auburn's going. Of course, Duke, yeah. And Florida? Is that right? Okay, anyway.
Auburn, Duke, Houston, Florida.
Okay, so the SEC has two teams in it. We started out with, what, 13-14? So there's two. That's pretty good. That's 50% of the Final Four. And I'll tell you, this Auburn team, they are not to be messed with. So, you know, and neither is Duke, okay? So, anyway, I'm going to be putting this together piecemeal. I did this somewhat intentionally. I waited all week. I thought, you know, I called people at the last minute. I don't want to do that. I want to do this alone because I've got some things I want to say and I want to go over, and I don't want to pin it on our guest here at WGNS. You know, I don't want to do that. The people I bring in. And these are my thoughts. These are my feelings. And the feelings you're going to hear, and, you know, you're going to hear this in a little bit on some of the information I've had Connor pull up for you via YouTube. An interview with, tonight, and by the way, I'm sort of stammering, I'm going all over the place, but tonight I want you to, if you get a chance, after we go off the air, I'm going to do it when I get home. I want to see this Voice of America thing. Yeah, Trump has been dying, all the Republicans have died for years to get rid of Voice of America, okay? And they're finally doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is on 60 Minutes, and I'll watch it later. I didn't get a chance to watch. I was looking at bits and pieces. I was getting ready to get up here. I was in and out of the house. And I want you to take a look at this when you get a chance, okay? Because this is, this guy's nuts, okay? He's nuts. I mean, they want to close, I say this guy, all these guys, they're all nuts. I mean, they want to close everything, you know. And I've got some things I'll read you here in a bit. Rutherford County School Board's back in business again. They're having prayer before they start the meeting. Praise God. I'll tell you what, that bunch, buddy, they won't quit. They're going to make the news, all right. I'll tell you what, if they could be found personally liable, some of these people in government would be a whole heck of a lot they'd go a whole lot easier on what they're doing. What I say here, I'm personally liable for, and this station could be. So to tell you I'm saying what I feel is not necessarily always true, okay? Please understand that. Yeah, press is free. Long as you, if you got free press, okay, and that's true. It's in the First Amendment. Press is free as long as you own one, but I don't own this one. So I can say, and this station's been awfully good to me by letting me have a whole lot of rope. And luckily, as of yet, you know, I haven't hung myself with it but a couple of times, but I got out of it. You know. I'll tell you what, Connor, let's kick this thing off, all right? We're going to kick it off. And pray for me tonight. I know you will. And But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer. Yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
And a little rock and roll to kick you off. And this is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach me tonight with your questions, your comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send me a text to that number, and Connor will be glad to read it over the air. He'll give it to me, and I'll read it, whatever. For those of you who may be a little bit too shy and do not wish to be heard live on WGNS, we understand. Now, you can find us, as I say, every week, of course, the good old-fashioned radio right here, 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM, listening on the plain old radio right here out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can find us on Facebook Live. You can find us on YouTube, News Radio, WGNS. I'm on there right now. You can find all my former shows. They're there. Type in the Ed Raymer Show or Edwin Lee Raymer Show on WGNS. YouTube, we'll pull it up. You can find it. My wife listens on Alexa. There's so many other ways. And also, you can download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Take a listen. And I called in earlier this evening to Angela Bingham's show. Her and Angie are on there. It's Angela and Angie. They're both on there. And doing a great job with Simplicity. They're on at 6 o'clock every Sunday, have been for a while, and doing just a great job. And I was talking, Kurt Wade was with them tonight. Another gentleman was with him. I forget, I think his first name was Sam. I forget, but anyway. And talking about some issues. And one of those I'm going to bring up right now, okay, because we cannot talk about Rutherford County without talking about trash, okay? And I'm going to just spend just a couple of minutes on this. And Connor's on the phone right now.
Jeff.
Who is it?
Jeff.
It's Jeff. Okay. Jeff, are you there?
How you going, Mr. Raymer? How you doing?
Doing fine. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I used to talk about the price when I read the article this morning. It was a 5-2 vote. Do you know that? It was 5-2, but two was against it. It was Clary Maxwell that vote. Stay involved.
You know, it's ironic you should bring that up. I have the Tennessean here with me.
Well, it's D and J, too, I think, both of them. Yeah.
They have got an editorial in here. I'm going to read this. Thank you, Jeff, for bringing that up. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. Now, here's what the article says. And, Jeff, give me some space here because this is...
Go ahead.
I'll be through and I'll be back with you in just a minute. Hi-ho, okay, it's titled, Vought Stands Up for Citizens at Rutherford School Board Meeting. Hi-ho, Silver. Who's that mask man? It's the Lone Ranger, Stan Vought, a Rutherford County School Board member. When debating beginning school board meetings with a prayer in lieu of a moment of silence, Vought responded, quote, "You're infringing on other people's liberty by doing this. I don't know if you're thinking about that or not, but we have to protect everybody's right, everybody's liberty. Right, wrong, black, white, pink, purple, polka dot, Jew, Christian, Muslim, Hindu." End quote. Bravo, Stan. We lost 5-2, but he took a stand. As a Jew in the volunteer state and especially a retired Metro Nashville Public Schools teacher, reading Stan's words, renew my faith and hope for Tennessee. Our Constitution, the supreme law of the land, is being trampled upon by Trump and his legion, by Governor Lee and Tennessee GOP legislatures, by school board members all over the state, and that's true, it's all over the state, as separation of church and state has become a, quote, woke thing, which is unfathomable. to wind up. Examples of stunning actions by this administration are when HUD Secretary Scott Turner prayed in Jesus' name at Trump's first address to the joint Congress and cabinet meetings, when Trump signed an executive order to establish a faith office headed by Paula White, who coveted Trump. Converted Trump to Christianity. She converted him? I didn't know that. And an EO establishing a task force to eradicate all anti-Christian bias, all found in Russell Vought's Project 2025 and on the White House website. I'm not assuming Stan's political affiliation, however. Taking Stan's risky under Trump and in the Bible. That's from Ray Levine in Nashville, Tennessee. 37209. Thank you, Ms. Levine. What do you think, Jeff? We're going to wind up in Supreme Court? Sounds
well,
like
it. You could. Well, I was going to say, the vote, Maxwell and Vollmer didn't want it. They had a moment of silence before.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that.
They wanted to do prayer now. So that Caleb Tidwell was the one that brought it up. That Tidwell. He's the one that brought it up. So he voted for it. That Butch Vaughn, Darby, Katie Darby. And that Rosales, and the other whoever that woman is, who was on the school board, Rosales was for it too. She voted yes.
Right.
And like that attorney told them, if somebody complains, it's probably about 100,000 or however many thousands of cases going to be out going to court, Supreme Court, whatever you want to call it, if somebody complains about it.
Right.
And these days, they probably will.
Sure.
I don't like that, but it's probably going to happen.
And it's going to cost, eventually, this thing of, well, the bond will cover the expense, that eventually will run out, and it's going to cost the taxpayers of this county money.
Who's that councilman you had on something about a bond, about that insurance? What was his name? That run for council?
He is on the council. It's Kurt Wade. I mean,
he was on. He was talking about the bond for that deal. He said, well, the insurance company, who you think pays insurance, you gentleman?
Yeah, I know.
Do you pay yourself?
I agree.
You'll be a real estate tycoon. What you going to do, son?
No, I had talked to Kurt earlier. Yeah.
Who you think pays that insurance?
Sure. And who pays the bonds?
Who pays the bonds? The taxpayers. Who think pays it?
But eventually you will get to a point where a bonding company or an insurance company will say, whoa, Rutherford County.
We ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah, we're not going to mess with you. Uh-uh. You're getting too many lawsuits. No. Because an insurance company is all about profit. They're as bad as the Republicans are, okay? Well, they're going to get a taste of their own medicine, you know.
You're talking about the Boys of Mary Emily. The next thing they're going to defund is NPR and PBS. You can bank on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I know Voice of America.
Next.
And it's done nothing but provide good, just like the USAID program did. And they want to, they did away with that. So they're wanting to.
I'm saying that's the next thing that's going to be. One of them said, I don't know which one it was. They said he wanted to defund it, both of them.
Sure.
NPR, PBS, both defunded, both of them.
Sure. Okay. And he will get it eventually because no one stands up to this man. I do not know what he's got on him, but, brother, it must be something good. He must have pictures of him or something.
The thing with the sports, did you see this week the state legislature got that bill about undocumented children? If they're undocumented, the school don't have to educate them. Don't have to educate them now. Don't have to. Huh?
Oh, they don't?
They don't have to. They leave it home, I guess. They leave it home, watch TV all day, I reckon. I ain't got to work about no school.
So, is this state of Tennessee?
Yeah, state of Tennessee, yep. Yeah. The school systems, if they're undocumented, if they're undocumented illegals, they ain't got to educate them. Ain't got to educate them. That's just your right, yes or no. You don't have to do it.
Before we go to sports, onward Christian soldiers,
marching as to war.
You got to fight. Sure, let's fight.
With the cross of Jesus going on before.
That's right.
Online, son.
I'm telling you, they're going to find it when they head up. I mean, in the Supreme Court, don't, I know the Roe v. Wade thing, that's terrible for women. I understand that. But that entire court can fool you from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've all been fooled one way or the other.
Yep.
And this Roe v. Wade thing, I thought they'd put it to bed from now on. and previous courts had. But Trump, of course, he promised he'd put all the and of course, Mitch McConnell is the reason for this. He denied President Obama when Merrick Garland could have been on the court, which I don't know if that'd been a good choice now or not, the way he acted as Attorney General. You know, dragging his feet on that case. I don't know what that was all about. Yeah. Waited two years before he ever did anything.
The thing about it is the people he's appointed, like Gorsuch and all them, they made decisions he don't like. He's been out of the presidency. They made he don't like them. Sorry. You put him on there. But see, now he wants to go back. I don't think he's saying that. He probably wants to go back and change it.
Well, it's a very dangerous thing. I'm beginning to become accustomed, and someone had... there was something on the news or something of that nature. When a Supreme Court justice is put up there, they're pretty well free to just do what they... It's a lifetime appointment.
Lifetime, yeah.
And no one can do anything to them. And I think we're seeing it, especially with this Clarence Thomas and Alito, the gifts, the trips, the you know, what the billionaire bought Clarence Thomas's mother's house or something like that. God knows what he paid for it. Well, bottom line is that's just a donation. I mean, you know, if you've got a house for sale, you're going to say, I'm going to buy your mother's house here in Rutherford County for, you know, $10 million. Well, that's a legal sale, but no offense, I doubt the house is worth $10 million.
No.
You know, there's not a home Rutherford County worth that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we all know it's been done for years, you know. Well, let's talk about something if we can. Jeff, thanks for calling. I appreciate it because you do know this. Now, let me tell you something. People may differ with us on politics, but now sports, you know. You've covered it most of your adult life. You cover it now. You're doing something all the time, either with soccer, baseball, softball, whatever.
Yes, I do right now. Spring is sprung for me, so yeah.
Okay. Do they have the odds set yet in the Final Four teams? Tell us who's going to play who.
Auburn and Florida playing the first game, and Duke and Houston playing the second game.
Auburn and Florida, the SEC is going to duke it out, so to speak.
Right. So one of them is going to play for the national title. They don't take 15 overtimes and tie.
I really hated to see what happened to Tennessee today. Of course, I really hated to see Friday night what happened to Kentucky.
They got outplayed on the boards. They couldn't make shots. They shot 28% in the first half. Tennessee shot better. Tennessee was a better team, no doubt. But if Kentucky had won that game, Houston would have beat them today. Houston's better than Kentucky.
True. I was worried about that. Yeah, Houston's awful good.
I've only got one of the Final Four at Houston. I've got Houston in the finals, but I had them losing to St. John's.
Oh, you did? You had them losing to St. John's?
I had them losing the finals to St. John's.
You were going to go with Patino?
Yeah, well, I had my Final Four was Louisville, St. John's, Houston, and Wisconsin. That was my Final Four.
Well, that's not a bad pick.
Originally.
That's not a bad pick.
Houston, I had St. John's beating Houston in the finals.
Patino,
You know it's San Antonio, what happened in 1998, right?
Right.
For the Cats.
Right.
They won in San Antonio. They were there 10-12 points to Utah to have W. Smith's boys come back and won it all.
Right.
San Antonio. But Auburn's a good basketball team. Florida's already beat Auburn once at Auburn. So it ain't a given. And Alabama killed Duke. Alabama made against BYU, they made 25 threes. They made 8 against Duke.
Weren't all of these teams, all four, their number one seeds, right?
Yes, all number one seeds.
Everyone in their specific region.
Region, yep.
Yeah, they were the number one seeds.
All number one.
Who was the overall? Auburn?
Auburn.
Auburn has been, declared the overall number one seed. So they're picked to win it.
Yep.
Well, Auburn or Florida, wish them luck. But, hey, you've got some stiff competition coming up. You know, Duke is going to be a problem, you know.
Well, Kentucky has beaten two of the Final Four, Duke and Florida. They beat Duke the first game, beat Florida, Rupp Arena, 106-100.
Right.
And if Florida had made free throws that day, they'd beat Kentucky the first SEC game. Okay.
Yeah, free throws. It can come down to that.
I was telling the guy on Twitter, you know, we beat Duke and beat Florida. Alabama's 0-2 against Florida and 0-1 against Duke, 0-3.
Okay.
So All right. According to contract, how about them Tide? Roll Tide Roll?
Hey, now I got some friends.
She won't call them basketball. It's football time. She's like them guys. They wait for the A-Day game to start.
Who are you talking about? Carolyn?
Carolyn Cox, isn't she a Bama fan?
Oh, yeah. She's, yeah.
So she, but
well, I think since Nick Saban has left, I think she's been in hiding. Bless her heart.
Right. Well, two final ain't on mention. The team, when Middle Tennessee got their bid for women's tournament, they played Belmont the first round.
Right.
Okay, Belmont beat them. Belmont beat, They beat Northern Arizona Sunday at home. They beat went to James Madison Thursday, won by 45.
Right.
They play Monday in the Nationals, the WBIT, the semifinals. They play against Villanova on national TV. Jalen Banks is a sophomore, plays Middle Tennessee Christian School, plays on Belmont, leads them in scoring right now.
Is that right?
It's Florida, it's Belmont and Villanova, Florida and Minnesota. If Belmont wins Monday, they play Wednesday for a championship.
This is the women's Invitational.
WBIT, the Women's Basketball Invitational, to win Middle Tennessee got picked in.
Great day. I'll tell you what.
And, you know, so she's – and also, I want to mention, Beverly, you were talking about NIL several months ago.
Right, yeah.
The collective that Middle Tennessee has is Raiders Rising. That's the name of it. They're going to have a golf outing April the 10th at Champions Run out there in Rockville.
Okay.
They're raising money for a golf outing. It's $150 for a person to do it, $550 for a team. They're raising money. They're going to have all kinds of they're going to have a dinner after they play and all kind of prizes and stuff to give away and stuff. And they've got whole sponsorships and things. And you can email RaidersRising@gmail.com if you want more information about it.
And that's all for NIL money.
It's their NIL collective, Raiders Rising. And it's on April the 10th, a Thursday. It starts a shotgun. It starts at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Champions Run out there on Highway 99. Champions Run Golf Course.
All right. Yeah.
They've got a real nice golf course. They've got a restaurant out there. It's real nice. Gentry's Grill. Go out and eat sometimes. It's really nice, good food. It's really a nice place. And they've got a real nice golf course. So if you want to help Blue Raider Athletics and play in this golf term or help with all the sponsorships, just email that address and they'll be able to get with you and see what you can do to help Blue Raider Athletics. And I would tell you, one thing, me and you, they've already got somebody in the portal. The guys do, Cam Williams from Tulane. He committed. He's a 6'9", freshman, 19 years old. He's used 41% from the three, so he's going to be there next year.
I'll be doggone.
He's already in the priority committee. He's already committed
to the
tournament and everything. So enjoy the Final Four and regular season, Rick. Oh, well, that's what you got,
man. Regular season, Rick. You really get a kick out of it.
That's what Tennessee fans call him, is regular season Rick. He beat Kentucky. He thought he was going to get there. It's like ACC tournament a few years ago. They beat Grant Williams and him. They beat Kentucky and Nashville. They got on the ladder trying to cut the Nets down. They didn't know Bruce Pearl's going there next day and beat them. They didn't know that. They get too happy to beat. The guy's eager, well.
Oh, me.
Y'all have a good day. See y'all.
Jeff, thank you. Have a good week. I appreciate it. Connor, we're going to go to our first series breaks, if we could. Thank you, Jeff. Neil, thank you for your support of the broadcast. You folks listening, he's a sports nut, folks. He loves it, I'm telling you. And he'll rib you with the best of them. Ed Raymer here for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Connor's on the board. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. Bear with us. I'm running it by myself. Well, I've run it here by myself behind the mic. Connor's on the board. Back with you right after these good words. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You know, many of us, you go through life and you meet special people. I'm very fortunate in my life. I've had not only family members, but close friends. Getting older now, I guess, and, you know, and that goes with it. That's part of it, as it should be. One of the best people I ever knew passed from this life this past week. Larry Cawthorn. I want to tell you about Larry. Larry was a fine, fine man. He had four sons. And I'm going to list those right now. Derek Linder and his wife, Brooke. Corey Cawthorn and his wife, Dana. Clinton Cawthorn and wife, Tiffany. And then Larry Cawthorn Jr., a.k.a. Little Man. Larry passed from this world March 26th, this past week. I was with him a little less than 2 weeks ago. I said, is there anything I can do for you? He said, pray. And I did. I prayed. And when it became apparent, it didn't look like there would be... didn't look like he was going to have a good outcome. I prayed for peace for him and for his family, for his children, his grandchildren, and Lord, he loved them. He loved them more than anything in this world. I had the privilege yesterday of meeting his mother, Miss Mary Cawthorn, one of the finest ladies you'll ever meet. I'd heard so much about her. I'd heard so much. Man, would I love to sit around that dinner table. These people reminded me of my own family so much. They still do. They really do. His sister, Connie Shrum, her husband, Barry, and his brother, Troy. And They all, I think, still live there in Lafayette in Macon County. Wonderful people. Alexander Funeral Home is taking care of these arrangements. Now, Larry will be laid to rest tomorrow. And he will be interred into the Meadowville Missionary Baptist Church Cemetery there in Lafayette. And Elder Mike Carver will be officiating. Wonderful man, and he will be sorely missed by many. Ladies and gentlemen, please say a prayer tonight for Larry Carver's family. They need it. They've had a rough go of this thing. And he's one of the finest people you would have ever met. Larry Carver, we'll lay him to rest tomorrow. God bless you, Larry. Thank you all. Thank you, Connor. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. As I move on through this show, this broadcast, I never did like calling this a show. I like calling it a broadcast. I try to bring you news, information. A show is when you're entertained. And a lot of people I run into you through the week say, boy, I heard that show Sunday night. Man, I laughed. Okay, you were entertained. Okay. And, yeah, I've been called out right here to my face on my own broadcast. That's fine. That's good. That's part of it. That goes with the territory. But I want to do some. I called in earlier tonight. Connor was working the board to Angela Bingham's broadcast, Simplicity, as I told you about earlier in the as we were getting started here. And Mr. Kurt Wade, city council member, was one of her guests. And we were talking. And they were talking about, you can't talk about Rutherford County without talking about waste. Without talking about, and I don't mean wasteful people, I'm talking about garbage, okay? We've all talked about Mount Trashmore out there. Is that what they call it, Connor? I forget. I don't know how I could forget. I've been around here since 1980. And BFI is a company that ran this thing, Republic Now. I don't know how they're connected. I don't know if they are connected. I'm not stating they are. But I got a flyer. I'm going to hold this up in the mail, okay? And this is, let me get my bearings right here. There it is, right there. But Brother Kurt pointed out to me, and from the way it was worded, as Rutherford County experiences record growth, local elected officials must identify a long-term waste management solution, on and on and on, about our elected officials, talking about county and city. I thought, this could be a good thing. Maybe this is a joint thing. They've gone together to try and combat this. And Kirk corrected me, and I'm glad he did, that this flyer is not from the city or the county or any of our other city governments, Smyrna, Eagleville, any of that, Laverne, any of our folks there. No one else. This is from Republic Services. And they list about 9 things here they will commit to, you know, and that's nice. But the bottom line is we've been taking trash. At one time, I believe we were taking from 27 different counties. So, if you got this in the mail, it's a good effort, and I appreciate it being sent out. But I also appreciate Kurt Wade setting me straight on it. I thought maybe this was the county's sending this thing out. It's not the case at all, okay? Republic Services sent this out. And, bully for them. I got no problem with that. That's great. But just be sure. And to understand, and I think most people do, what I'm saying here, and I'm not pointing a guilty finger or a non-innocent finger at anyone. It is what it is. We've got a trash problem. And, yes, I did ask on Angela's show about the possible the Waste Away situation. It's a company. They are located in McMinnville. But there are certain, you know, logistical things that would have to be dealt with on this. This is much easier said than done, okay? So be aware. You say, well, why don't we just burn it and put it in an incinerator? That's fine. You got the multi-millions available to get this up and running. You better think about that because that's what you're looking at. And I know the county and the city, our respective cities, Laverne, Smyrna, Eagleville, all of them are looking, you know, at ways to handle this. And it must be handled. It's part of it. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Kurt, for getting me straight on that. I do appreciate it. And, you know, we'll be looking at that as we go forward. I'll tell you what I want to do. If it's all right with Connor, I want to go. I've got a couple of things we're going to play when we come back. I'll probably play us out with this. We've got a little over 22 minutes to go. Let's do our last series of breaks if we could. And then I'll be back with you and talk us out of here. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Connor's on the board. Stay with us. I'll be back with you right after this.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay, and we are back. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to play you something. You know, we've got the pros and cons about our current president and all this. I've had Connor pull this up. It's from our YouTube, courtesy of C-SPAN 2. And this is, you know, Senator Murphy. And the title of this is A Republicans Apply a Different Set of Rules to Elon Musk. It's just about 5 minutes. I may not play at all. Connor, I want you to pick this up. Let's start this right now. This is Senator Chris Murphy, and he's doing a lot of talking right now. There are rumors that have been mentioned he might be making a presidential run. I have no idea. I don't know anything about that. But I want you to listen. He makes a very valid argument here. Go ahead, Connor.
Senator from Connecticut.
Mr. President, thank you. Reserving the right to object. Listen, come on. This resolution is not about violence or domestic terrorism. It just isn't. This is a resolution that says one thing, and one thing only. Elon Musk is in charge. He matters more than anybody else. Musk is subject to a different set of rules than everybody else. The Trump administration serves him, not us. The Republican Party serves him, not us. Elon Musk right now is effectively stealing from the American people. He is combing through our government, awarding himself contracts, canceling contracts for his competitors. He's shutting down agencies that stand in the way of his business, his growth. He's giving himself access to secret information about government enforcement actions against his competitors. He is also, at the same time, currently the largest funder of Republican politics in the nation. He spent $250 million backing President Trump's campaign. He recently told the president that he would contribute another $100 million to the president's political arm. And guess what? At that same time, the president stood on the White House lawn to give a taxpayer-funded commercial for Elon Musk's cars. That's corruption at a scale that we have not seen before in this country. The integration of the Trump White House and the Republican Party and the business interests of the richest man in the world. It's wrong. Now, this resolution claims to say something about domestic terrorism, but the only terrorism, the only violence it mentions is violence carried out against, you guessed it, Elon Musk. On an annual basis, there are 11,000 reported incidents of domestic terrorism. 11,000. Only a handful of them impact Tesla dealerships, but they're the only acts of violence mentioned in this resolution. 52% of the reported attacks were based on racial or ethnic targeting by radicalized attackers, but they aren't mentioned in this resolution. Only Elon Musk is mentioned in this resolution because a different set of rules apply to him, because he is in charge and he deserves protection that no one else gets. He deserves a White House TV commercial for his cars. He deserves to give himself contracts and steal from his competitors. He deserves to have his own resolution. And people are asking why. Why does the richest man in the country get this special treatment? To most people, it feels pretty fishy. It definitely feels wrong. Now, I hate violence of any kind, whether it's perpetrated against right, left, or center. I've spent my life on this floor fighting violence, but I also hate inconsistency. So I'm going to make my colleague a pretty reasonable offer here. At the same time that President Trump is saying that he's going to vigorously pursue people that attack Tesla dealerships, he's giving pardons to the people who beat the hell out of Capitol police officers. So I don't think that we should consent to a resolution that says we care about violence, but only when it's committed against the business interests of the richest man in the world. And I have a way to solve that problem. Senator Murray has a really simple resolution, a resolution that expresses our disapproval of the pardons that were issued for the very specific set of individuals who on January 6th brutally attacked Capitol police officers. Now, I understand that many of my Republican colleagues think that the people who trespassed here shouldn't have been prosecuted. Let's set aside that disagreement. This resolution just says that the specific set of people who viciously attacked police officers, the ones that hit the police officers over the head with metal poles, that those people shouldn't have been given a get-out-of-jail-free card. And so why don't we just be consistent? Why don't we say that violence matters when it's committed against Elon Musk's dealerships, and it matters when it's committed against the people that protect us? And so my offer is to just pass both resolutions right now. Right now, we could just agree by unanimous consent to your resolution, and we could agree as a body that you shouldn't pardon the people who brutally beat the people who show up every day to protect us. They matter too. Elon Musk isn't the only person that matters. Capitol Police officers matter too. So I'd ask the senator to modify her request to add the following: that the Committee on the Judiciary be discharged from further consideration and the Senate now proceed to S-Res 42, a resolution condemning the pardons for individuals who are found guilty of assaulting Capitol Police officers, that the resolution be agreed to and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table. If we agree to move forward on this unanimous consent, I think we can move forward on the senator's request as well.
You know, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Connor. Thank you to Senator Chris Murphy. This is the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. Let me tell you, this guy is something else, isn't he? I'm talking about Trump. And by the way, you know, I want to tell you, I have seen one of these Tesla, I guess it's the truck.
The Cybertruck?
Yeah, the stainless steel, yeah, whatever it is. This is me, okay? This is just me. That's the ugliest. I saw one in 70. That's the ugliest vehicle I've ever seen in my life. Man, I'd much rather have a Ford or GMC or a Dodge. Come on, man. Or the Toyota Tundra. I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. I don't know. You know, Nissan's truck. I don't know. Okay. Now, we go from that, and I'm going to play you out with this, okay? Ed O'Keefe with CBS News did an interview with Jeffrey Goldberg, as you've probably heard, on the tech situation that he wound up in the middle of, that he wasn't supposed to, okay? Now, Connor's going to play this, and I'm going to get out of your way here, and I'm going to see you next Sunday night at 8 o'clock. But I want you to listen to this interview because I think it's important. Okay? And with that, Connor, I'm going to leave it with you, and I'm going to get out of y'all's way. Thank you all so much for your support. Thank you for your listenership. Jeff, thank you for your calls. All of you that call occasionally. Larry, buddy, I'll miss you. I will miss you so much, and so many other people too. Connor, go ahead. This is Ed O'Keefe of CBS News talking with Jeffrey Goldberg. See you next week, folks.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And withheld certain details.
Yeah.
You published more on Wednesday.
Right.
Why did you publish what you published?
Because of Tuesday. Because on Tuesday, the President of the United States said there's nothing classified or sensitive in the emails, in the texts, and because various other national security officials said the same thing. So what we did yesterday was, given that information, we went to the agencies, CIA, DOD, DNI, et cetera, and said, you guys have said there's nothing classified or dangerous in here. We're just double checking with you. Is there anything that you believe, for national security reasons, we should redact? The CIA asked us to redact something, and we did. No other agency asked. The White House spokeswoman gave us a kind of boring, generic kind of, we wish that you wouldn't do this, but, you know, that there's nothing classified here. It shouldn't even go into that area. So the reason to post it is because I think people should see for themselves. They're saying nothing happened. I'm saying that this represents a serious breach in national security and communications. And so, you know what? That's what journalism is for. Here, go look at it for yourselves and decide if this represented a serious breach of secrecy and national security.
But based on your decades of covering national security, yeah, when you initially saw this.
More boxes, more options. Grainger has over 1,700 box types in stock and ready to help you.
You had concern that there was something in there that the public shouldn't see.
It sent a chill down my spine. I mean, I'm getting on my phone, sitting in a supermarket parking lot, a plan from the Secretary of Defense about an attack that's coming up in 2 hours. So, and I don't know who else is on the signal chat. I mean, that's actually extremely dangerous to say that American warplanes are launching in 30 minutes to attack Houthi targets in Yemen. There's only so many Houthi targets in Yemen. If that information had fallen to the wrong hands, not my hands sitting in a locked car in a parking lot, in a Safeway parking lot, if that had fallen to the wrong hands, American pilots would be in even more danger than they are simply by participating in an attack on an enemy with anti-aircraft capabilities. So I was astonished, shocked, appalled. You name the word, I'll give it to you.
But withholding it was because pilots were at risk, potentially exposes how top officials talk to each other about this stuff?
Well, not how top officials talk to each other about it. That's interesting, and that's a policy, that's substance, that's policy. That is very interesting to me. I don't, even as someone who covers national security, I'm less interested in the technical details, especially of an immediately forthcoming attack, the weapons packages, what time they're doing it, what the weather is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm less interested in that than I am in the why. Why are you attacking Yemen now? Did and then after the fact, did the attack work? What are the goals of the attack? How many people died? How many guilty people died? How many innocent people died? You know, the large questions. But I don't need that information. And the truth is, I don't want that information. I'm not qualified to handle that information. And I recognize, even as a reporter who wants to know everything, I recognize that there are some things for operational reasons should not be discussed lightly. But what you have here is the Secretary of Defense discussing in a Signal chat, doesn't even know that the editor of The Atlantic is in the Signal chat, and is giving out precise timings and sequencings of an attack on a very dangerous enemy of the United States.
When you are getting that information sitting in the parking lot at the supermarket, and you're seeing it in real time, did you think to yourself, I gotta call a lawyer, I should call the White House and let them know I have this? What was your reaction in real time?
I thought that I was part of a chain that was part of a disinformation campaign. I thought this was part of a disinformation campaign. It didn't make any sense to me at all that US government officials, national security officials, would be communicating this way at all. I thought I was being entrapped. I don't know by a foreign state actor, by a non-state actor. I don't know who, but I did not think that this was real. And I thought to myself, sitting there looking at my phone, well, I guess I'm about to find out if it's real. And so at 1:30, precisely when Pete, 1:50, I'm sorry, precisely when in that period when Pete Hegseth promised the group that the first bombs would fall, I start searching on the internet and finding out that, oh yes, there are attacks going on in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, the Houthi capital. And I thought, okay, now I'm in a different position. So obviously I consulted with colleagues and others, and I began the process that led to the writing of these stories.
And one of the criticisms we've seen is you learned about this on March 15th. Mm-hmm. You didn't publish until March 24th. Mm-hmm. Why wait?
Well, I wanted to get the story right, and it takes a while to figure some things out. But what I did do was I left the group, because that seemed like the responsible thing to do. But I had to get a lot of things right, and this is serious stuff, and I'd rather not rush.
The White House has called you a lot of things. They do this when there's somebody that's sharing or reporting information they don't like.
They don't like a lot of reporters.
No, and they discredit the messenger or the publication.
Or they try to discredit the messenger, at least.
Right. Yeah. Well, among other things, they're now calling you an anti-Trump hater. Are you?
I hate Donald Trump. No, not at all. Just reporting on a White House. That's all. I mean, I'm not the first reporter they do this to. Anytime you write something they don't like, they call you bad names. I have to imagine that you've been called bad names from time to time. Look, you're such a likable person, I can't imagine.
It happens.
But the truth of the matter is in this case in particular, they included me in the chat. I was in the chat. They're screaming and yelling about my character. All I did was look at my phone. So if I'm such a nefarious individual, why is Mike Waltz, why am I in Mike Waltz's phone? Why does he have my phone number? Why is he including me in this chat? And what do you expect a reporter to do when you learn interesting information about the way an administration is contemplating military action? What do they really think is gonna happen?
We're gonna report it.
You're gonna report it. Of course you're gonna report it. It's in the public interest. That's literally what we do. We hold government officials accountable in public, in the public eye, so the voters and citizens of the United States can see what their leaders are doing. That's what we do.
And that, in essence, that's what you've done today is say, okay, they say this isn't classified information.
Yeah.
Here it is. You, reader, you, citizen, decide for yourself
right.
whether
we're stimulating a conversation about what is appropriate for government officials to put into private messaging apps.
One of the other interesting elements of this is the National Security Advisor is now saying he never knew you, wouldn't have been able to pick you out of a police lineup. Had you ever met Mike Waltz before?
I'm not going to comment on my relationship with Mike Waltz. I'm just not going to comment on it.
Someone watching might find that suspicious, but as a reporter, you're potentially not commenting on someone who may or may not have been.
I'm just not going to comment on my relationship with Mike Waltz.
You've seen photos, though, that surfaced today of you two at an event several years ago, standing next to each other, which suggests you've met before.
I mean, the photos are, if your eyeballs see us together, then I guess your eyeballs are seeing us together.
The other argument they're making is that you somehow got yourself into the group. That's not technologically possible, right?
Well, I mean, you're talking to a guy who barely knows how to use screenshot on his phone. I've seen people, including Mike Wald, say that somehow I secretly inserted my phone number into Signal, or I don't know, all this kind of crazy stuff. This is what happened. On March 11th, I got a message request from Michael Waltz. I accepted the message request. That's what happened.
Right. And users of Signal know that if that happens, it's because your phone number has been inserted into that other person's phone.
A person who has your phone number asks to talk to you or communicate with you on messaging through Signal. That's all.
There are a lot of people who may be reading up or tuning into this a few days into it.
Yeah.
And may think to themselves, why does this matter? What is this other than Washington
pointing
fingers at each other again over something silly?
It's important.
What is it?
It's important. The public has a right to know if there's a massive security breach in the national security apparatus of the United States. There's obvious proof here that A, national security officials, we're talking about real-time intelligence and military information on an open source messaging app that they're not supposed to use for that sort of thing, right? Put aside the fact that they didn't even know who was in the group, because I was in the group, and I'm not supposed to be in the group.